You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Sam Vokes to score and Burnley to win was 16-1, now 25-1. And at Kevin De Bruyne to score and Man City to win was 7-5, now 2-1. Derek, I think with this Burnley side, you can take them on away from home. But at home, they've been pretty good. They've picked up 13 of their 14 points at home. And they did win in this fixture last season. Are Man City too short at 1-3?
Yeah, they are. I'm calling Burnley the Hedgehogs now because they get slaughtered on the road. But at home, they're just ridiculous. I've never known a team whose form switches so much between home and away. City, you're right. City, what did you say, 1-3, were they?
That's it, yeah. 1-3.
You can't back at such an unpredictable team at those kind of odds. It's like backing a horse, you know, that in the past has refused to start. You know, it's the class horse of the race. It's 1-3. But it's an even money chance that it starts. And City the same. You just can't back them. Yes, they are the likeliest winners by far, because they're in the title race, and Burnley will, you're pretty sure, be in the relegation fight. Well, I want it. There's no value whatsoever. In fact, I'm liking this picture. On paper, it looks like a Stonewall City win, but not with Burnley's form at Turf Moor. The teams they've knocked over there, they improved by about 2 stone. And the great thing about it, with City being so short, 1-3, there's got to be value in the handicaps, and there is. Burnley plus 2 goal start is 10-11. Shade under even money. I love that, especially if City have just been involved in a Champions League match too. Burnley plus a 2-goal start. That looks a great bet to me.
With reference to that Champions League match as well, Tom, City haven't been great coming back from Europe this season. They've not won any of their last three when returning from the Champions League. Beaten by Spurs and draws at home against Southampton and Middlesbrough. So that's got to be a concern. And we saw Yaya Toure last week. He starred in that 2-1 win at Selhurst Park. You'd think he's going to come straight back into the starting lineup, given that he is ineligible to play in the Champions League until January at the very least.
Yeah, and he's the kind of player that I think you need in a game like this. I mean, I know he's had his critics, Yaya Toure, but this is a guy who was one of the best players in the Premier League, you know, only a couple of seasons ago. So, you know, I thought his performance was very good against Crystal Palace. He had a little bit of a point to prove. And the thing with him is he's kind of symbolic for Manchester City. When I kind of look at their squad, I see a lot of players who know their days are numbered under Pep. You know, all the fullbacks, for example, know that they're going to be, you know, sold at the first opportunity. Company just cannot get fit. The players that have come in have yet to sort of prove themselves. So there's going to be a big turnaround there. But actually, someone like Yaya Toure is somebody I think that a lot of the players for Manchester City who look a little bit lost at the moment in transition, he's the kind of player they can kind of look up to. And they're going to need somebody like him, I think, in this game, because Burnley are contrasting away from home versus at home. There's no question about that. And at Turf Moor, the crowd do get right behind them. You know, I know it's an old cliche and we talk about it a lot, but it's a factor. There's no question. And Man City will know that they're in for a real game. But, and there is a but for me here, you know, Burnley have a awful record against Man City, and the goals that Man City have scored against teams that are going to struggle in the Premier League, you know, traditionally, has been pretty big. I mean, they're averaging over 2.5 goals against Burnley in the last 14 meetings against them, and I think they're gonna have just too much firepower for them. And if Burnley had come into this even on the back of a narrow defeat on Monday night, I could get on board with them. But they were absolutely atrocious, and that is the kind of performance on Monday night that I think will live long in the memory of those players, and I think it'll be difficult for them to shake it off. And I think Man City will end up showing their quality. I'm interested in backing one of the enhanced odds offers here. Sergio Aguero, it's quite interesting this. He scored against 28 of the 30 teams he's faced in the Premier League, but Burnley are one of the teams he's yet to score against. He's got 31 goals in his last 33 games, and I really like the enhanced odds here of a Sergio Aguero goal. Man City to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1, because that's the kind of scoreline I think it will be. I can't see, you know, Man City kind of running away with this one. Burnley will make it tough, but I think Burnley are in for a long winter, and I think Man City will make them pay on Saturday.
That's been enhanced from 9-2 to 5-1. Aguero to score, Man City to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now, where the fun stops.